Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
So, as if one core update wasn't enough this year, Google have said that they're going to release another one in July 2021. So the first core update this year was in June. Now there's another one upcoming in July. And it's really important to understand how these core updates work because it can affect your site, it can hurt your rankings, it could improve your rankings. So you should understand how they work, what they mean for your site, and how they can affect your site's SEO. Now, the thing is, these core updates can be pretty brutal. They can affect your whole site. For example, the December 2020 core update affected thousands of sites, and a lot of people complained that their traffic tanked overnight and they never really recovered. So how do these core updates work? How will they affect your site? How will they change your rankings on Google? So the first thing to know is, what are Google core updates? What is the July core update about? Well, basically, almost every day, Google makes slight updates to the algorithm and pretty much no one notices, right? So these changes are very incremental, they're very small, and every so often core updates are released, which have a much bigger impact and can affect your whole site. Basically, the way to think about core updates is it's kind of like reviewing a top 100 movies list, right? So if you made a list of the best films ever in 2015, and you made a list of the top 100 movies, it may be very different to the list of movies that the top 100 in 2020, right? So if you get hit by a core update, it's not necessarily that you've done anything wrong. It's just the fact that something better has come out and something's been released, and therefore all the results of that list, you know, like Google's rankings or like a top 100 movies list, are getting reviewed and changed and updated, which means that your website's rankings could slip, you could lose a lot of traffic, or they may even improve, and you may outrank some of the other websites you were struggling to outrank before. So what's gonna happen? Well, basically in July 2021, there's going to be a new core update rolled out. Usually takes about 1 to 2 weeks for this to be completely rolled out and finalized. So you may see your rankings changing quite a lot over those couple of weeks, or you may see nothing at all. And the thing is as well, if your website got hit by the June 2021 core update, then those results may reverse in July 2021 and your website may increase its rankings. So let's say you got hit by June's core update and your rankings went down, they may increase in July 2021 after the core update. So it's an interesting situation. I think Google have done this because all of the updates they wanted to release in June's core update weren't ready yet, and therefore they're going to release one in June and one in July because they have more features to be rolled out. Now, what does this mean for your site? Well, basically, the core update is going to change the way the Google's algorithm and Google's crawler analyzes the performance of your site. So it's not like a lot of updates where just one major industry or one major aspect of your site is hit. No, it's not like the medic update where, you know, loads of websites writing about medical information got hit because they didn't have the expertise or the credibility or authority to rank higher. This is a different type of update and it affects your whole website holistically. So it's not just about backlinks, it's not just about on-page SEO, it's about the way that Google's crawler analyzes your whole website and its whole performance. And therefore the changes can be quite drastic. The biggest problem with core updates is that if you do get hit by this update, if your traffic does tank, then you may have to make some changes and wait until the next core update before your traffic recovers. It can take a long time. For example, before the June 2021 core update, the last one before that was December 2020. So there was like a 6-month gap between these two core updates. So if you do get hit by this update, it could take a long time to recover, and you have to be aware of that. But at the same time, if you focus on the longer term strategy of creating the best content, of serving your users, and making sure you give the best user experience to your website visitors as possible, then that's the best approach to take. You know, you can do everything you can roll the dice, but it's up to Google how they review your site. And therefore, there's a lot of things outside of your control when it comes to SEO. Now, if you get hit by this update, don't panic. Just wait for the algorithm to finalize, make sure that, you know, the dust has settled on Google's core update before you make any drastic changes to your site. And this can take, like I say, 1 to 2 weeks for the algorithm update to roll out. Thing is to remember as well, if you do get hit by this update, there's no silver bullet here. There's no one fix. You may have to holistically analyze your site in terms of on-page, in terms of technical SEO, in terms of the backlinks you're building, to make sure that every aspect of your site is performing the best it possibly can. And what I would recommend doing here is benchmarking your website against the top sites in your industry and seeing, right, is there a gap between my content? Is there a gap between my competitors and the backlinks we're building? And then making sure that before the next Google Core update, your website is performing the best it possibly can. And the thing is with SEO as well, don't worry too much about the short term. You know, if you've got a good long-term strategy of creating great content, of focusing on quality, then it's just a matter of time before you're rewarded by Google's algorithm. And if there's a slight change over 3 months, over 6 months, it's not a big deal if you're running a business that you're planning to keep for the next, you know, 5 or 10 years.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.